event planners never saw these events coming. The one Backtime remembers as having happened on October 7th.
Have you heard about the lonesome loser?
Almost a century later, and still no one's even come close. Today in 1918, Georgia Tech beat Cumberland College in Tennessee by one of the most lopsided games in football history, 222-0.
She was only 16.
Now the kids needed fake IDs for the movies, too. In 1968, the Motion Picture Association of America introduced its film rating system. And for a while, you had to keep saying, no, I'm not kidding. But in 2003, Arnold Schwarzenegger was elected governor of California. That's back time for October 7th. This is your announcer speaking.
Wall Street Journal got you down. Then get your hands around a publication that will get you up. Playboy's Women of Wall Street.
Oopsies, I lost my shirt on mortgage derivatives. Now everyone can see my assets.
It's a bear market for Playboy's Women of Wall Street.
Oh, the bottom fell out of my hedge fund, and now my Fannie Mae is exposed. Ooh.
Playboy's Women of Wall Street features real traders from around the world, even the hot Asian market.
Ooh, I'm ready for a hostile takeover.
You'll want to do to them what your broker's been doing to your portfolio.
Ooh, that's the opening bell. Time to do it on the floor of the stock exchange.
Playboy's Women of Wall Street. A good investment for your hard-earned cash.
Now from high atop the LA Talk Radio building, it's time for Sam and Susie in the Morning.
Sam and Susie in the Morning.
Right here on LA Talk Radio.
Good morning, Susie, and welcome to the show.
Hi, Sam.
It is October 7th, as the guy said, and...
Who is the guy?
The guy that talks about back time and stuff. I kind of like that, you know, in the beginning of the show, it kind of tells you what happened in history on this day and stuff.
No, I definitely like it, too.
So it's cool, and let me tell everybody that you're wearing a very thin tank top today. Okay. Very see-through.
Did you just snort?
I did? I'm sorry. You know those people that laugh and snore?
That's I've been doing that a lot lately, actually. I'm becoming really? One of those people, and I don't know how or why.
Sorry about the snort.
It's
but,
okay.
Yeah, they used to make fun of these people and stuff that snort like that on TV and stuff. But
now it's becoming not so bad.
No?
Yeah.
You think it's acceptable now?
Sometimes. Like, whenever someone does that, I mean, yes, it's still a little shocking, but you're just like... I don't know. You're horrified, but it's even funnier. And then you start laughing even more, I guess. I don't know.
Okay.
Depends.
Oh, whatever. But but a white tank top, your nipples are totally prickly this morning.
And it's a little cold in here.
It's a little cold in here. So Susie doesn't take a lot of time to get ready, right? You just kind of throw that on and...
I took about half an hour today.
Yeah.
So...
Hey, takes me an hour, so that's okay.
Takes you an hour?
Takes me an hour to get
Jesus,
ready.
Jesus, yeah. You're such a girl.
Yeah, well, I take my time. It's not like I'm in front of the mirror all day, but I take my time. You know, shave, have coffee.
I took my time,
blah,
too.
Blah, blah, blah. Yeah? Okay.
My half an hour.
That's why I end up getting up at 5 o'clock in the morning, you know?
Exactly.
Yeah. Anyway, you brought a friend with you this morning.
I did.
And good morning.
Good morning.
How are you?
I'm well, thank you.
Thank you very much for coming in.
Of course.
So,
This is my lovely new roommate, Lisa Farah.
Oh, wow.
Hi.
Lisa Farah. Is Farah your middle name?
Farah is my last name.
Your
actually.
Last name?
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's amazing.
It flows so nicely, doesn't it?
It does.
So
I like
pretty.
Farrah. Yeah.
Lisa Farah, yeah.
Yeah. I think everybody associates it with Farrah Fawcett or something. But do you spell it the same way?
No.
No,
It's F-A-R-A. It's actually Italian.
Oh,
my
really?
Uh-huh.
Wow.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, Susie, you're...
I think she's nervous. She's fidgeting.
That's okay. But we can't see this because, you see, she's very beautiful, so nobody's going to notice that.
I don't
that,
shack
right?
up with no slum.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly.
So when someone comes to your house, there's actually two hot chicks there, not just one.
But two hot chicks and a lot of lizards.
A lot of lizards. Yeah, I mean, what's up with
and
that?
And pussies. There's a lot of pussy in the house
a
right now.
A lot of pussy and everything. Now, what is it with the reptiles? So you're into them as well, is
I have an iguana, yes. I've had an iguana for... almost 5 years now, and I got him when he was maybe an inch long, and now he's like 5 feet, four and a half feet long with his tail.
Wow.
Yeah, he's great.
Now, I find him to be totally disgusting to look at, but so what's the, I mean,
We don't date men. This is one of our bonds that don't like our lizards.
Yeah, it's a very quick audition process with dating with men, because they'll come over and they see this lizard and they go, right. Wow, you know, it's getting late.
Yeah, let me get the hell out of here. Run for the hills.
Exactly.
Yeah, wow.
Yep.
So, but what's the attraction for you? I mean, why did you decide on an iguana?
You know, I mean, I grew up in Florida, and I was always a tomboy. And when I was young, I used to always catch lizards. And so instead of playing with Barbie dolls, I was playing with lizards.
Really?
Yeah. Jeez. And so I've always had a thing for reptiles. And I don't know, it was actually a gift for my old boyfriend years ago, and I always wanted one. And they're gorgeous, you know, they're green and really beautiful. Yeah. And
I suppose how you define gorgeous, you know, but it is in the eye of the beholder. But you know,
I mean, they're exotic, you know, they're exotic creatures, so it's not exactly everybody's cup of tea.
But. Yeah, exactly. You know, and like I said, they're not exactly pleasant to look at. It's not like a dog or a cat; they're not cute. Okay,
I beg to differ.
I guess you do.
I know.
My children are stunning, beautiful, beautiful little creatures.
Yeah. Yes. Yeah.
Okay. Well, you know, I don't get it, but I respect the fact that you do. You know.
But yeah, so that was one of the things that kind of like, you remember when I was going through the whole, like looking for a new roommate process, I would come in here every day, Lisa, literally crying. I'm like, oh, I'm never going to find a house. I'm never going to find a roommate. Like I walked into a sex dungeon at this one place. The guy was like, why don't you check out my bathroom, you know, go through my bedroom. There are like swings and chains hanging from the ceiling, which is fine. But you know, you've got to have like a retract mode for when you have like guests come into the house.
Yeah.
And so as soon as like Lisa and I talked on the phone, Sam, it was like, I was like, oh, well, so there's one other thing. I'm like, I've got two lizards. And she's like, really? Oh, my God. Can you lizard chicks?
Yes, yeah. So you knew it was a good match at that point.
Yes,
yeah.
We hit it off.
Yes.
Wow. So, Lisa, how long have you lived in L.A.?
I have lived here, actually, 15 years now.
Really?
Uh-huh.
And you're from Florida, right?
I'm from Florida, a really small town called Bradenton, Florida.
Really? And what big city is it near?
It is about an hour south of Tampa Bay.
I see. Okay.
On the West Coast.
I see. Wow.
Yeah.
And so you came out here, what, to come to Hollywood? Or?
Yeah, you know, I didn't come out here for a guy. I didn't come out here to be famous. I actually came out here because I had a lot of friends. I grew up on the beach, so I was a beach girl.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of my guy surfer buddy friends lived in San Diego, and I wanted to live in a warm big city because I was a small town girl.
Right.
And Los Angeles has the weather to
that's true to
suit that. And it's so funny when people in LA say, it's so hot out here. I go, you know, have you been in Florida?
Yeah,
the humidity. And we have flying cockroaches too. So.
Oh my God.
Ew, do you really?
Yeah.
Really?
Oh my God, that's disgusting.
Yeah. They actually fly at you. Like, fly. Yeah. It's crazy. So there's a lot of bugs, you know, because it's the tropics. So there's a lot of bugs and mosquitoes. So California is great because it's like a desert. And so you don't get the mosquitoes. Or we have these things at the beach in the summertime called no-see-ums.
What are those?
And it's literally bugs you can't see. That's the name, no-see-ums.
Oh,
so they bite you. And like you're at the beach watching a sunset. And all of a sudden you just start getting attacked by these no-see-ums. So it sounds like
scabies or something.
Yeah. But Florida's beautiful. I miss the rainstorms. You know, the rain out here is not quite the same.
You see, that's the thing. We miss the rain.
I agree.
I mean, we only have one season here virtually, you know?
Yeah.
And we don't get a lot of precipitation at all.
Yeah.
And I miss that, you know?
Yeah.
So, and then you get the other side of the spectrum, which is like living in Seattle or something where
or Vancouver.
Yeah, you know, exactly, where it rains all the time.
Yeah.
So that's that. So you didn't come for a guy. Well, how long did it take you to find one?
Well, you know, it's an interesting story, but actually, I have lots of colorful stories.
Yeah.
But yes, I actually had met a gentleman while I was still living in Florida, even though I had planned a trip with my father. So my dad and I had never been to California together, so we did a trip, and I had already met this guy, and we ended up being together for 9 years, and it was a great relationship. So I did spend, you know, I did meet someone right away, but it wasn't the reason why I came out here. I already had planned on coming out here, and then, you know.
Wow, 9 years, that's a long time.
Yeah, it was pretty much from my 20s until about 31, so I met him when I was 22.
Wow. Susie, have you ever been with anybody for 9 months?
Shut up. Be quiet over there.
I'm gonna learn her. She'll I'll have a good influence.
Yeah. So you're a long-term kind of girl.
Well, you know, it's interesting. I've been single for 3 years now. So.
Really?
Yeah, for Jeez. 3 years I've been single, and it's been quite a journey.
Yeah, we'll turn the show into the Susie and Lisa dating service.
Yeah, exactly. I have lots of fun stories.
I'm sure. I mean, you're more free to do. You see, that's the thing. You're in a relationship and it's boring, you know? I mean, it starts exciting, but then it's, you know, I mean, I don't care how much you're into each other and stuff, but eventually you're like, you know.
I think Sam is just really bored of his wife, I think. Yeah. I get this from him every day, this kind of feeling.
I wouldn't go that far, no.
But you're going to edit that out of the show, aren't you?
Yeah, she's not supposed to listen anyway, so
right.
Yeah, nobody's listening anyway, right?
Right.
Except in Finland and in Argentina, and I can't tell you how many places people listen from.
It's so crazy.
It's amazing. It really is, you know. But at any rate, so going back to that, so Susie, so you haven't exceeded 9 months, I'm sure.
Actually, one guy, the one guy from back in Massachusetts, you know, we lived together for a year. Mm-hmm. And then after that, you know, then he cheated on me. Then I broke up with him. Then we got back together again. So that kind of ended up going back and forth for like 2 years.
Mm.
Yeah.
Wow.
So that was a long one.
Yeah. That's a big one. Yeah,
yeah, that is.
That's considered a relationship. Yeah.
Yeah. So you said you've got some real stories from being single.
Yeah. Okay. Is this X-rated?
Yes, it could be as X-rated
if you want it to be.
We like X-rated in the morning.
Yeah, and the more sexual, the better.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Great, yeah.
So, you've been dating off and on, right?
Off and on. I officially, my friends always laugh at me, but I officially am retired from dating. I've kind of surrendered to the process because I've done online dating and I've done, you know, I've been completely open to, you know, any age, race, whatever. And it's still, I always still have the same result, which is, why the hell am I with this person right now?
Like, wow.
Can I just go home now?
Oh.
Wow.
You know, and it's like, it's been really quite a journey. So my friends are always, you know, asking the latest, you know.
Yeah.
So. Well, she decided when I moved in, she saw the picture of me hunting the wildebeest with like my huge 30-06, and she sent me a Facebook message. She was like, who needs a man when I got you as my roommate? She's like, woohoo, here we go.
Exactly.
Thank you very much. I'll wear the pants.
Yes. Well, I had a huge fascination with her zebra rug.
I know. That was the first thing. I moved into the house, and then like it was a month before I actually moved myself into the house. And so every day I would look at my Facebook, and it would be like, new pictures of Lisa posing naked on my zebra. Taking pictures of herself. And I'm like, oh, I think that's a nip slip. Oh, wow. Oh, okay.
Wow, I would have loved to be a fly on the wall.
You know, it's my Saturday night. It's a typical Saturday night. I'm by myself. I have a couple glasses of wine. You know, it's like, let's have some fun.
Yeah. So when you're like that, do you miss having a man around? Or?
You know, I must say, I mean, I don't put all of my eggs into the astrology, but I am a Scorpio. And so I actually, I do really enjoy being in a relationship.
Mm.
And I've been in enough of them, and I've been single long enough to have learned, I think, some pointers that I think I could actually have a really great relationship with someone right now. So I must say that I really miss it. Most people say to me, oh, I love being single. Those are the best days of my life. And, you know,
I hate when people say that.
Yeah.
Bullshit.
It's like, I haven't had that experience.
It's because you can't find anyone better right now.
Yeah.
That's the only thing.
Exactly. I'm like, it's kind of fun, but not really. I'd rather, you know.
Yeah.
So it's been, it's been fun, but.
So speaking of being single, I just have to put it out there, Sam. So I erased Franz's contact number like from my phone like 2 days ago, and you know, I changed my relationship status on Facebook, you know, to single, and so now I'm getting like an influx of all these messages from people, and I still hadn't even like broken up with him, and so I promised him today I would say nice things about him on the air, because he's not listening to yesterday's show because I told him all the things that I said on the show.
So how did that come about though? Because you said he hadn't called. Until yesterday.
And he still hadn't called until midnight yesterday. I got an email and I got it on my phone. And it was like, call me. And I was like, uh-oh. And so I was like, no. And he was like, why? And this is all back and forth through email. And I was like, because I erased your number. And he's like, why? And it was like, well, because I had a threesome on Sunday because you didn't call me and you make me feel unloved. And he's like, call me. So I finally called him, and he's like, it's okay, baby. I love you anyway. Like, why'd you had to divorce me on Facebook? He's like, that's how I found out we were broken up.
Yeah, well, like, it's 2008, you know, wake up. Yeah, that's how we do things online. Break up through email and shit, you know.
Text message.
Fire people through email.
Yeah, text message.
But it's worse on Facebook because all of our friends are now like responding to it. And they're like, oh, Franz, I'm so sorry that Susie broke up with you. And Franz is like, Susie broke up with me?
Right.
What?
That's why those social, they're kind of dangerous, those things, you know? It's like.
It was also my passive aggressive way of doing things, though.
Yeah.
Because, like, I'm like, fuck you, if you're not going to call me, you know, I'll do it through Facebook.
Yeah.
Take that. My maturity level is so high. Yeah. Pat in the corner.
So, Lisa, so what do you do for your sexual needs? I mean, do you have booty calls and stuff like that?
Oh, my God.
What? That was an innocent question.
We're 10 minutes into the show here. Yeah, wow, don't hold back. You're my kind of man.
Yeah, it doesn't
just,
take
like,
very long.
Put the cards on the table.
There you go.
Well, I must say, I am a very healthy girl. Uh-huh. I started at age 5 with an air compressor, so I'm doing really good.
Wow, let's hear about that one.
I did not know about this.
Is that like leaning against the washing machine and stuff?
Yeah, exactly.
That kind of a thing. Wow, at the age of 5.
I think some women can just cross their legs and get off.
No, see, for me, I did love horses. I've always been a horse rider. I used to ride bareback all the time. But
your legs are spread on a horse.
Yeah, but if you're on the right horse, they have a really great spine.
I'm sure.
Yeah.
Wow.
And I like to gallop, so, you know.
What? Susie, I'm getting a hard on already. Why'd you have to bring it in? My God. This chick is hot.
I know.
She's sizzling, yeah.
Well, you know, it's, what can I say? I mean, I am a tomboy, but as Susie, she's told me, she's like, it was so funny because when I first met her, you know, I literally hardly ever wear makeup. I mean, like, mm-hmm. I was introduced to a skirt when I was like, you know, 20. My mom was like, oh my God, she's wearing a skirt. And she goes, the other day, she goes, Lise, she's like, didn't recognize me. She goes, you clean up really nicely. Wow. Like, almost like I was butt ugly before.
No, it's not that at all. It's just like most days I see her, and like, we'll tell everyone in the audience, she's got long, flowing blonde hair.
Yes.
That's just like total, it's just tousled and always just kind of like crazy. But she always kind of looks like she has a fuck knot in like the back, in the back corner. Because like most days, like she's so creative and she'll like be doing her naked photo shoot in the zebra and her hair will just get tied in like a bit of a knot in the back. And then like she just won't comb it for like 4 days.
Oh, yeah.
And so it's the funniest thing because I'm like, you look like you just had like a sexathon for like 2 days straight with that fuck knot.
Yeah.
And she's like, no, I was just taking pictures of myself, you know, whatever. Dancing with my set.
Well, I have been known to not brush my hair. I mean, actually, you know, in some of my old profiles, on my dating profiles, I would say, you know, I was barefoot running around eating mangoes with stringy hair because ever since I was a little girl, my mother, she did the most damaging thing to me. I think that's probably why I was a tomboy. Yeah. Is like at age 7, she took me to the hair, you know, dresser and chopped my hair off. I mean, like, I was like a boy.
Wow.
Because my hair tangles so easily no matter what product I use. It's just...
You have, like,
chemistry.
Thick hair and stuff. Well, you're Italian. That's why. I mean,
yeah,
it's thick hair.
Yeah, I mean, it's like I have a lot of hair, but it's really thin, so it tangles easily.
I see.
It's
okay.
Very fine.
It's very fine, exactly. Yeah.
Oh, I see. So,
yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Wow, that's amazing.
Yeah.
Jeez. So, I mean, I've got so many questions for you.
Great. I might have to get another child.
Yeah. I know, Susie, we need to have like a delivery service from Starbucks in here.
I know. We've got to figure everything out here.
Yeah.
Yeah.
First things first, we need a rug.
That's my number one critique.
Yeah, we need a rug. Yeah. Because, I mean, hardwood floors are nice. And they're cleaner, obviously, but they're not ideal for radio. Yeah, so that's one of the first things we're going to have to fix here. Yeah, so, okay, so
moving right along.
So back to the, how do I take care of myself?
Yeah. No. So going back to 5 years old, because I'll tell you why that turns me on, because that's about the time. That's about the time when I was, exploring. You remember I told you I was playing doctor at the age of 4 or 5 with all the girls in the neighborhood.
Oh, wow.
So I was an early riser too, if you know, no pun intended. Oh. But
you can't get a rise at the age of 5, can you?
Oh yeah. Oh
no,
yeah.
You can't.
Even babies do. Are you kidding?
Oh, that's true. Actually, they do.
Well, that's like a reflex. By the time you're 5, I think it's gone down, hasn't it?
No. No. It's gone up for me.
That's actually an interesting like sex education question, because like at that age, can you like technically masturbate as a man?
Oh, yeah, you can masturbate. Shit, I learned how to masturbate a long time ago. Are you kidding? But
well, that's because you're ancient.
But let me tell you, kids develop different ways of doing that, you know? Right. But they have, obviously don't ejaculate or anything. So you have an orgasm, but you don't ejaculate. It's like a dry orgasm, you know? Oh, wow.
That doesn't sound like any fun.
Oh, yeah. Wow. It was a lot of fucking fun, let me tell you. I mean, look at her. She discovered it at the age of 5, right?
Well, that's what I was saying, is I was actually a very, you know,
sexual.
I was very sexual. Yeah, I mean, it's a natural thing. And so when I was young, I was an only child. And so, you know.
So you explored yourself. You had a lot of time to be with yourself.
I still do that at my age now. Yeah. I've been single for 3 years.
If you need some help exploring, you know, I get some free time on Thursday.
He's got an extra hand.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Wow.
I love TJ offering his services yesterday. I was like, you know, sometimes a pinky in the asshole, it's just nice. You need a little help. You need an extra hand.
Yeah.
And he's like, my wife won't mind. I'll be right over. You know, it's just the right thing to do, Susie.
Yeah.
You need any help.
Right. What about you, Lisa? What do you think of anal?
She asked me yesterday, as soon as I was on the way home after the show, I was like, yeah, so do you want to come on the show tomorrow? She's like, yeah. Are you gonna ask questions like, so do you like to take it up the ass? I was like, no, it's your first time on the show, so it's very polite to all of the guests.
No, we respect people for 5 minutes.
Well, let's see. It's a fine line. I should have come in under a code name, you know.
There you go. Well, yeah. And you
How many
to
Lisa
give away
Farrows are there
name.
Out there? I don't think there's that many, actually.
No, that's okay. But you come on the radio and you expose your life to everybody. So obviously, you're good with that. I'm sure you're going to find a couple.
Maybe I'll get a date this way.
Exactly.
You know, never know.
Maybe even you'll find a husband. You know. Yeah.
My whole thing is, I just want a chapter two. It's like I go out with guys and then they never call again. And I'm like, was it the lizard? Or let's see. Yeah. Maybe it was the Bikram yoga posture in the middle of the living room.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
Have you considered maybe it's your personality?
Well, you know what it is? Guys, they'll see me and they'll approach me. And then I open my mouth. And then it seems to kind of go downhill from there.
Really?
Because what happens...
You're very aggressive.
Yeah, I consider myself kind of an alpha female. So I usually have a lot of things to say. And I'm not afraid to express myself.
Yeah.
And so it really takes a guy who's secure enough with himself to be able to enjoy that and not feel... you know, demasculated a little bit.
Yeah.
To be like, oh my God, you know, who's the man here? Where I
You're
still
right.
like to be the girl, and I'm girly, and I'm feminine and all that stuff, but I am a tomboy at heart.
Yeah,
and,
you still have that tomboy
and,
in you.
Yeah, and I like to express myself, and that's who I am, you know, so.
Well, and let me tell everyone, I mean, you're very feminine, you know, so there's no, it's like you look at her and you don't see
she
a tomboy
girl.
There. So I think...
There is no question that she is a girl.
Well, it's so funny. I used to always tell my biggest joke, my running joke, and then I had one of my friends say, Lise, you got to stop saying that. I was like, I've got two nipples on a rib. Have you ever seen a rack like that before? Because, you know, there's ass guys and there's boob guys. And
That's
it's like,
right.
if you're a boob guy, I'm not going to be your girl. But if you're an ass guy, you know, you've hit the jackpot.
I haven't looked. Are you pretty small? What? Oh, you're like Susie pretty much,
I'm like
much,
negative
right?
A, actually.
Negative A.
Mm-hmm,
it's going inside.
I have nipples on a rib, actually. They're borderline inverted.
Yeah. But that's the point, though. If you're a boob man, then you like any kind of boob. It doesn't matter
right.
what size.
That's true.
Yeah, so, you know, you're referring maybe to big boob fans.
My ex,
you know?
The one that I was on and off again with for 2 years, he always used to say, how do you make 5 pounds of fat look good? And I was like, I don't know how to. He's like, you slap a nipple on it. And I'm like, okay. I'm like, I like that. Because I was always like, you know, insecure about my small boobs.
Yes.
And I never actually liked them touched for years.
Yes.
I mean, it wasn't until like last year that I actually was like, you know what? My fucking small boobs are cute. They're perky and they're never going to sag. And I was like, and it feels really good to have them like touched and molested and pulled and twisted.
Clothespins are really great, actually.
Ooh.
Oh, whoa.
Nice.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Okay, well, we need to get to that. But we need to go back to age 5 first and the compressor.
I told you, Lisa, you're going to have to come back.
Chapter 2.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
We'll give you a chapter 2 right here.
Well, it's so funny with the whole boob syndrome thing is I can remember dating guys and I would always... you know, when you lay on your back as a girl and you don't have boobs, it's like when a regular girl has like regular boobs, like, you know, C cup or whatever, when they lay on their back, there's still kind of something there. They go to the side a little bit. But when you're in our category, I mean, it's literally like ribs with nipple on a rib. So I used to lay on my side. Every time we'd be making out, I would try and like roll to the side because I get a little bit of foliage, you know, the gravity would work a little bit. Oh. And he always wanted to know, well, why do you want to lay on your left side? I'm like, well, you know, I had this neck problem.
Oh, Lisa, when I was in sixth grade, all the girls in school, they all had bras. And, like, I definitely did not need a bra. You know, I wasn't even close to having my period at that point. But so my sister had a bra. And so I was like, all right, my mom wouldn't fucking buy me one. So I was like, all right, I'm going to take my sister's. So I stole her bra. But it was so big that I had to, like, tie it in, like, a triple knot in the back, like, around. And then it's still just like, you know, it wasn't filled out. So then I took my my toe shoe stuffing, the Lamsel for my ballet shoes, and I stuffed. Because the boys at school were so merciless. Like, they would go up to me and they would like start rubbing the desk with their hand. They're like, Susie, what's that? And I was like, a desk? I don't know. No, no, it's your chest. Oh. But they always heard that girls developed overnight. And so one day I just stuffed and I stuffed and I stuffed. And I put my St. Mary's gym t-shirt on. Then I put my Catholic school girl uniform on top. And I walked into school with my chest like a peacock, like proudly just
there
puffing myself out.
You see, and now they would have given a left testicle to suck on them. You
absolutely. Because, you know, your sexuality is about an energy that you carry. It's not necessarily the size of...
Yeah, exactly. The size of it. And that's the thing. Another thing is we're obsessed with big things. Now, I can understand a penis, you know, because it directly can affect the pleasure and stuff.
Let's talk about that.
Okay. All right. But listen, we can't get anywhere until we hear about the compressor at the age of five. So, okay, so how did that come about?
Why don't you just postpone our other guests?
Goodness gracious.
For God's sake, Sam.
Wow. Yeah, so, okay, so now, before that, did you discover yourself? Before the age of five?
Well, I'm trying to remember the first time. I mean, I think I was like any girl and I masturbated. So, I mean, in bed.
You see, it's not any girl. I mean, many girls don't.
So that's true,
I mean, for you,
it's
natural.
I'm a firecracker for sure. Yeah, I'm definitely a firecracker.
Yeah. What about you, Susie? When do you recall you started?
I vaguely remember probably about the age of like 8-ish.
Mm.
And I'm saying 8 because that's when... Like, we moved to our new farmhouse, like, from, like, the first house I was born in.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the first time I ever remember doing it was in my bed at that house. But at that same time, I was also... I also pretended I was a cocaine dealer at this age. And I would take baby powder and I would put it in like little plastic baggies and I would put it on my pink Huffy bike and I would try and like sell it to all the kids on the street. But I was also doing my naked...
A drug dealer at age.
I was in the modeling industry. Like all of my idols were like cocaine addicts and I thought they were
and
so...
And you had to see that? Did you ever see them doing coke?
Oh, yeah.
Really?
These are things that you're exposed to. Like at the age of 8 and like I was just like... So I pretended I was a cocaine dealer like on my days off for modeling. Like with the baby powder. My friends thought I was so fucked up. I'm just like, whatever, like, this is what I want to be when I grow up. But I would also, you know, in the process, do my naked dance on the highway that I told you about.
Wow.
Like there was like a highway and I would hide in the bushes and I would wait for all the cars to come out. Then I would pull my pants off and I would go and do a really sexy, seductive dance.
You never told me about that one.
Oh, I didn't?
No.
Oh.
What? In the middle?
And like right on the side of the road, like almost causing accidents. It was pretty bad. Until one day, one of the ladies that lives down the street, she recognized me, and I saw her pull around and into the driveway and walk into the house to tell my mom. I put my pants on, and I ran like the wind all the way to the backwoods, and I hid for like 12 hours, and I refused to come out.
Wow.
And, like, my mom and I had a talking when I came back, and, you know, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah, you weren't exactly selling lemonade on the side of the road.
Yeah. You know what?
I was selling something, but...
You were selling something, but not lemonade for a quarter.
So probably about 8 for me. I was beginning to, like, really... realize that I could be a sexual creature, you know, but it wasn't.
I mean, already she was an exhibitionist, you know. I mean, now I totally believe that you are. I mean, if you started at that age jumping naked,
no, I was telling you, Lisa's in my date night on Friday night. Apparently, I was showing everyone at the bar my boobs.
Well, you know, you were having some self-expression moments for sure. But the band was great. I don't blame you. You know, it was great. Yeah,
self-expression.
Oh my God, I'm an artist, so
I'm gonna cry. That's awesome.
I know.
Because before I was like, it's attention seeking, give me attention. Poosh,
self-expression.
Self-expression.
I am a walking definition of unconditional love, always.
So how do you get to a compressor now at the age of five?
Air compressor. Okay. Air compressor. Well, let's see. There's a backstory behind that. I grew up in Florida, and my grandfather was a major influence in my life. My father was not around in the early years of my growing up. And so my grandfather had a lawn business. He had, like, he would do people's sprinkler systems and things like that. And so he was basically a white Sanford and Son. Like, he had tools all over the place and, like, stuff we could make go-karts out of. I mean, he just had junk everywhere. Yeah. And he would have air compressors. And so one day I was, you know, it had, like, this, you know, it has, like, that spiral cord. And it has a tiny little, you know, but it's pretty powerful. So it wasn't exactly that this was something I did on a regular basis, because it was a one-time shot deal. Yeah. And I was like, wow, okay.
So wait a minute. So you reached for this thing and you aimed it towards your genitals to see what would happen?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. And then now I think, well, that was like one memory, but...
Wait, wait. From my experience, the air compressor, is that the thing that goes...
Yeah, it like turns on, like you hear the... Like it starts to go. And
but
then,
couldn't just sitting on it have the same... similar effect?
Oh, yeah, because it's vibrating.
Yeah.
That's what I thought she meant in the beginning. But you like the blow of the air,
right? Yeah, the blow of the air is pretty, potent.
Wow.
But, you know, the other thing...
So you must be a fan of, like, doing it in the bathtub under the faucet.
Exactly. How did you know, Sam? Because, oh, my God, that's scary. Because...
Well, I sort of deduced you like orgasms.
You
from
put two and two streams, together. Yeah, I know. I get it
from streams. You know, so
right.
Yeah.
Well, the other thing too is pool parties. You know, everybody would be out of the pool eating their hot dogs or whatever.
How do you think my threesome happened on Sunday?
Like, yeah, I would be in the pool over there near the jets. Uh-huh. You know, kind of hanging out. Wow.
Those are the best.
You see, that's when I envy women. You know, I mean, they can just rub against anything and come. You know, and we have to like work hard at it. But wow. But okay, so you brought up the thing of crossing your legs. Have you heard, Lisa, that women can come by crossing their legs?
You know, I've heard this phenomenon, and, you know, where do I sign up for the class? Because the 405 is brutal sometimes.
Yeah,
and
so that would be the perfect place
that.
Would be
the perfect place, because I have to have...
I always keep a vibrator in my car, and you know, usually I'm wearing like short skirts. And if you're ever driving by in the 405 and you see like my leg out the window, and you just see a big ass smile on my face, and I'm like, oh,
exactly, yeah. No, I have to have more equipment or tools, I guess you'd say.
Yeah.
Feel free to dip into my arsenal.
Yeah. Well, you know, I'm actually kind of the natural granola bar girl type.
I know. That's
so
what
I don't actually need equipment.
Saying before.
Yeah, I actually have.
You like the fingers.
I envy you. I really do. I think I've had maybe two manual orgasms in my lifetime.
Really?
Yep.
Wow.
Yep. And one of them, actually, no, maybe I'm going to go with three. One of them was maybe definitely when I was in the Army during basic training. They take away like everything, every tool you can ever possibly want. I was like, electric toothbrush? I'm like, come on, you know, personal hygiene. And those motherfuckers, they're like, nope, you can't have it. Wow. And so like it took a lot of like might and power and focus on my part. And then another time I was like sexually molested by this girl in the military.
Oh, wow.
That was a different story. But her name was White and she wasn't white, but...
That's usually the case.
Not so private White. Not so private White was molesting Not so private Susie, but I ended up getting off anyway.
Right.
So,
Yeah.
But that was like, and then one time with this guy, Todd. So,
wow. Well, it sounds like you had good teachers.
Yeah. But no, now I just stick to the tools. But I'm a big fan of the palm sander. So when you want to start refinishing the floors.
Yeah, when I first met Susie, she's telling me this story. Her neighbor's like, do you think maybe you can, you know, not use the power tools at 2 a.m. in the morning? You know, I thought the remodel was done. And she's like, well, okay, actually.
Yeah. Well, it's very steamy in the studio. I think we need to cool off a little bit. Let's take a little break, okay? Our 9:15 guest didn't call. Let's hope the 9:30 does.
Or it could be the problem like yesterday when we were supposed to call them.
No, we were never supposed to call.
That's what he said.
Is that what he said?
That's what he said. He's like, I've been waiting for your phone call since 9:15.
No, that's not the case. I mean, they know that we send them the phone number. I mean, they ask.
And what about Andy Taylor? All these little mix-ups, Sam.
I know, but what do you want from me, Susie? I mean, I'm trying. I'm really, really trying.
Communication.
Yeah. So, at any rate, let's take a little break, and we'll be back right after this.
Guys, when the verdict was read, OJ jumped out of his chair with a huge smile on his face and started patting his lawyers on their backs. Once he realized the verdict was guilty on all counts, the smile vanished. He at that point emptied a water pitcher, put it on his hand, and rushed toward the jury, screaming, "It don't fit, it don't fit, you must acquit." He then sat cross-legged on the floor, chanting and attempting to contact the spirit of deceased lawyer Johnny Cochran. This was followed by his covering his head with a white handkerchief and trotting very slowly around the courtroom, challenging the bailiff with taunts of, "Chase me, chase me." Lastly, he autographed the heads of each juror with a Sharpie marker, insisting he just raised their value by 70% and that they all now belong to him. As officers dragged him away, O.J. screamed to all within earshot, "How can you trust prosecutors from the same government that faked the moon landing?" An obvious reference to his film Capricorn One. That's all from Las Vegas. I'm Carl Balanchek for True TV.
LATalkRadio.com isn't just an internet address. It's the home of irreverent, cool, and entertaining talk. We say what we want.
two people have teamed up to save the world. It's Sam and Susie in the morning, right here on LA Talk Radio.
Okay, we're back in the studio. Of course, we have Susie virtually topless, and we have and her new roommate Lisa, and who is dressed a little more decently, but
she tries to be professional.
Yeah. Well, you know.
So, Lisa, what do you do for a living?
Well, I'm an interior designer.
Wow.
Yeah.
And how long have you been doing that?
On and off for about 15 years.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow. So you're pretty successful if you're still doing it?
Yes.
Really?
Yes.
And what do you design, like residential, commercial, both?
Both. Primarily residential, but my dream is to actually do a hotel. I would love to do that.
Which is actually really funny because on the way over here, I was on the phone with my dad, who is in big construction building, right. And also in Vegas right now. And so I've been trying to get her. I'm like, why don't we go to Vegas for the weekend? Let's go party with my dad. And she's like, oh, okay, okay. And then as soon as we get here, she's like, did you say your dad was in construction doing a hotel? Really?
I was like, Sissy, hello.
And I was like, no, he's in construction. He doesn't have anything to do with like the interior shit. And she was like, duh, hello? Duh. Oh, my God.
So, yeah.
Wow.
Funny how little things work out.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's amazing.
So, are you pursuing finding a hotel to do that?
Well, you know, it's funny. I had a dream, and I had a psychic once tell me that I was going to be doing a small boutique hotel. So.
Oh, nice.
I would love to do that because, you know, when you're doing more large-scale projects, mm-hmm. what happens is, you know, when you're doing a residential project, you're doing every room by room, and the process is very intense. Whereas when you're doing a commercial project, you can design, like, let's say, 3 suites, right. And then let's say there's 50 in the whole building. Mm-hmm. I've only, you know, worked on those 3 suites, and then they can just mass produce.
Yeah,
those,
duplicate
so
them. Yeah, right.
Duplicate
right.
them, and so it's a little more lucrative that way. And as far as your time invested and stuff, so
yeah. And what are the? I mean, obviously, the people that hire you are pretty affluent. Mm-hmm. Right?
Yes, yes.
Because, like, for example, I could never afford you, you know, and so I have to design my own.
That's not true. That's not true. I advertise myself that
you
can
cater to any budget.
Yeah, I cater to any budget. In fact, mm. I try to promote that because I want to change that stigma that interior designers are inaccessible.
Right.
You know, with all the new reality TV shows and all these design shows and things. I'd like to be able to offer that service to everyone. So if you just need help, you know, reupholstering a couch, or
right.
you just want to hire me per room, let's say, where I can offer you a package and I come in for a day and you just pick my brain and I can give you colors and, you know, suggestions of where to shop and things like that. I'd like to be able to make my services available to everybody. I don't want to be an interior designer that's only accessible to the rich. You
right,
know?
Yeah. yeah. And at what point did you decide that you're good?
When I was 5
this.
With the air compressor.
Really? With the air compressor. As she was having an orgasm, it's like, let me design some interior.
Well, no, actually, the story behind that is my mother was a single mom when she was raising me. Mm-hmm. And she worked like 3 jobs to put food on the table. She's my hero. And we would go from apartment building to apartment building, and I would always like paint, rip up the vinyl floor. I would completely change everything, and it would drive my mother crazy. So it's been in my blood since I was a very young age. It was kind of something that I always just love doing. I just have an eye for it. So,
cool.
Yeah.
So, Susie, I mean, when you walked into the house, did you notice that it was designed professionally?
It's very beautiful. It's
really?
Very beautiful, yeah. Yeah. Kitchen's my favorite part. Kitchen and the terrace.
That's because it's
back.
The only room that's done. Yeah, it's like, you know, the shoemaker that doesn't have shoes.
Yes.
It's like my house is like
We've
a construction site. So it's been a work in progress.
But I kind of like
years.
That because if it were actually finished, I would never be able to live in it because just with your style, her style is, you know, it's kind of similar to what I imagine your place to be like, Sam. It's very clean and very, very finished and just very minimalist with like not much around. Me, I come in, I'm like a train wreck. I'm like, you know, throw things everywhere. You know, every day I throw my keys in the counter and I come back out and she's neatly placed them somewhere else.
Well, I think, I don't know. It's
yeah,
like
I would do the same thing. Are you like a nut for organization and neatness?
Well, you know, I just, it's weird. I'm I'm not able to think clearly if things are out of place, which I know sounds like OCD, but it just, you know.
No, it is a form of OCD, but I'm not. Yeah. I'm like that too, and I think it's usually because the way your parents raise you, you know.
No, you don't think so? I came from the opposite.
Really?
Oh, yeah, you couldn't see the floor or the ceiling.
Jeez.
Yeah. No, I came from complete disaster.
Really?
Oh, yes.
I think both of those extremes like always happen. Like sometimes, you know, like with Franzie, I'm like, all right, the apple doesn't fall far from the tree.
Right.
You know, like when I met his father and everything. But then other people, you know, they're just complete opposites from the way they were raised.
Yeah, I was raised completely the opposite. Mm. There was not like this, you know, chores have to be done and your bed has to be made every day. No, it was completely just kind of chaos, actually.
Right.
Yeah.
Jeez.
I was supposed to do my chores and make my bed every day, and I now don't do either. Now I make my bed with a tarp so my cat doesn't pee on my pillow.
Well, I will say my grandfather instilled, because he was a major male influence in my life, he did instill a work ethic in me that I completely pay tribute to him.
Nice.
I mean, every Saturday morning we were up at 6 a.m. and I was mowing lawns for 4 hours.
Jeez,
yeah.
Really?
Oh,
nice.
Yeah. Yeah. Nice. And the whole ethic of just hard work and the result of hard work. So that definitely was instilled in me by him. So.
Yeah. Jeez. But you're saying there's hope, because my daughter is a very tomboyish girl and she's already 18. Okay.
Okay.
But I'm already noticing that.
Now, I haven't heard much about her lately. How's she
now? Married? She's gone to college. She's doing amazingly well. She's very happy.
Told you. Just
but
give
she
it
calls
time.
Home all the time now.
She misses you.
Yeah, I didn't even used to hear from her for 2 weeks sometimes. But yeah, she's sort of you see. So people said no, she'd grow out of it and blah blah blah. And we raised her very feminine. You know, I mean, she was always like with the headband. And,
right.
You know, the little baby with
dollhouse,
the
dollhouse. Yeah.
Exactly. Yeah. You know, dresses, everything. And she becomes this tomboy, you know, and I don't understand it at all. But you're saying there's still some hope she will look feminine one day.
I wore my first skirt. I wore my first skirt when I was 20. So, you know, she's 18 and wearing skirts. She's doing
good. Well, I'm encouraged then.
Yeah.
There's still hope.
There's hope. I mean, at heart, I'll always be a tomboy, you know, but I've actually taken training. I've had training on how to be a feminine woman.
Have you really?
Oh, really?
Well, yeah, I worked with this therapist because, you know, after a 9-year relationship, you want to ask questions. Okay, what was my co-contribution to maybe why this didn't work out? And I used to always approach my men from like a masculine perspective because I was so used to having to take care of everything on my own.
Right.
You know,
mm-hmm.
I was an only child and my mom worked 3 jobs. So I was kind of an adult when I was a kid, you know?
Right.
And so the first thing I had to learn was, you know, Lisa, just smell good and look pretty and just don't speak until spoken to. Try that. Try that and see how that works.
Bucket up the wrong tree.
Yeah, try that, you know, because I would go on a date with this guy and then I would just start talking and they just like are a deer in headlights looking at me like, I don't even know how to respond to that.
Wow, really?
So I've had to learn how to kind of pull the harness back a little bit so that I can allow the man to kind of show up first, and then I can respond,
exactly.
You know?
Yeah, a couple of weeks later he finds out.
Don't you feel like you're kind of like luring them into some trap, like a Venus flytrap, and you've got like your plant leaves like spread wide open, and you're like, ah, I smell wonderful, I'm yummy, I'm good. And then all of a sudden like they come and they sit and you're just like, ah! And then you bite them and you're stuck.
Yeah, like a black widow or something.
Yeah, exactly. Which I actually had a black widow, which I was told by my psychic that means good luck if you have a spider that shows up. And I had this.
Black widows are not good luck.
They aren't? Who
They're
told you that?
Death.
Really?
They're poisonous.
Well, yeah, from a semantic literal standpoint, but not from an esoteric standpoint. They could actually, I think they mean good luck. So, and she was only here for a couple of days. She would come down, do her little web. See, I'm kind of like, I don't kill anything. So I'll actually take the time and put a spider in a cup and then take them outside.
That's like when I got shit on the other day by a bird and Sam was like, oh, it's supposed to be good luck. Okay.
Yeah. It is, actually. I've heard that. It's supposed to be good luck.
Yeah, that's what they say. But I told Susie, of course they'd say that because you feel like shit
right. When
you have shit on your head.
I was
shit
on by like 6 pigeons the first day I rode my bike from our house down to the downtown radio station.
Oh,
I was
my
like,
God.
What is it? Slap batter, splatter.
Yeah, so when people say that, it's just to make you, make
just
you, feel,
make
good.
You feel
better.
Yeah, I mean, what the hell does that have to do with
I'm
luck?
Such a sucker.
Luck or anything.
Okay. It's the blonde in me, I suppose.
Yeah.
And I am a real blonde, by the way.
I was actually wondering that. I was looking at your hair, and I was like, I don't see roots. Yeah. Like, I'm like,
well, the technical term is ash blonde.
Mm. Ash blonde. Dirty. I like dirty blonde.
Yeah, dirty blonde. Okay, that fits, too. But when I was a child, it was
dirty girl.
I had, like, white hair. So.
So how is that? I mean, are you half Italian? And you
half have Italian on my father's side, yes. Right. My father's name is Antonio Luigi Fara.
Oh, wow.
Wow. And yeah. Can I have some spaghetti,
mom?
Please?
So, and where did you get the blonde from? Your mom's side?
From my grandmother's side. She actually had red hair and freckles. So I got my freckles probably from her. Because my mother actually has green eyes. Excuse me. And black hair.
Really?
Whoa. Yeah. So go figure. Yeah.
Yeah. Jeez.
The milkman.
Yeah. The milkman, exactly. Exactly. When my brother was born, he had blue eyes, and nobody in the family did, you know. So
we
thought it was the milkman.
Everyone's looking at your mother.
And there were actual milkmen at the time.
Well, the real trip is, you know, my sister. I have a half-sister and a half-brother from the same father. Mm. So my sister is very well endowed. She's been blessed. And so we'll go out, and people go, so what happened? I'm like, well, you know, I got the ass, she got the boobs. Yeah. What can I say?
They're both so beautiful, though. Like, I met her sister the other day, and, like,
what,
just,
both
just
boobs
gorgeous.
Are beautiful?
No, no. Well,
both girls.
I was actually looking at her face. But next time, Sam, just for you, I will make eye contact straight with the nipples.
Okay.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah.
Do you see what I've got myself into?
I know. You must
this
have
is what so I'm,
much fun.
This is what
every
I wake
day.
Up to every day.
Yeah. Every day.
This is how I start my day. Instead of coffee,
yeah,
I got Sam.
She starts. She tells all the stories.
Oh, yeah.
So what do you want from me?
Well, at 26. How old?
26.
Yeah, okay. She's got a lot of stories at 26.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's I was just true. Starting my book then.
I've been around the block.
Yeah. Yeah.
I know. She has. She has. Susie, what are the bruises on your arm there?
Where?
Up here. Up here on your arm right here.
Oh, you've got one right there. Yeah,
yeah,
see?
Black.
I don't know.
Yeah,
it probably goes with this one.
Yeah, with that hickey.
Oh, my.
That's a hickey.
Have you seen that hickey?
Goodness.
Lisa, have you seen that hickey?
Yeah, I mean, I'm not against hickeys, but that looks like a bruise. I know what a hickey looks like.
I'm telling you, this was from the threesome the other night. Like, it just, it got very, very passionate.
Got violent.
Huh? It had teeth marks in it.
Mm, that's good. That's a good sign.
That's a good sign.
That means somebody's doing something right.
I know, I know. Yeah. But my legs are all banged up, too. I don't know what happened.
Must have been the position.
It was very amorous.
Yeah.
But
you know what? I was listening to the replay from yesterday, and you were describing how you told your friend about the night, and then he asked you, did you sleep with him? And you said, no. You know, so so the thing is, I
went back and I backtracked further after I left the show yesterday just to double check those minor details.
Yeah.
Because that was the first thing Franz says. He's like, did you sleep with him? Did you use protection? I'm like, I didn't sleep with him. I'm like, you know, I've had doubts for a little while because I didn't really remember what exactly had happened.
Yeah.
But I backtracked and I was told that no, I did not. But I was like, no, no.
According to the other witnesses in the room.
According to the other two witnesses in the room.
Yeah. But you see, I just feel that you're like so random. I mean, it's like in a different situation, she would have done it, you know? So it's like, what at that point made you think, no, I'm not going to have sex? I mean, you're already naked. This woman's eating you out. And the guy's sitting there probably with a hard on. And you said you probably gave him head. So,
which, by the way, she didn't know that I'd hooked up with any women before until yesterday. And she's like, oh, how was the radio show? And I was like, good. She's like, what'd you talk about? I was like, the threesome I had last night? And she's like, huh? Really? With who? And I was like, oh, this guy and a girl, you know, just my lawyer friends. And she's like, oh, girls, really?
Great.
She's like, I didn't know this about you. And I'm like, yeah, is that okay?
Yeah. So did you guys start talking about it and stuff?
Well, just really briefly, because I had to run out the door to go to school, so.
I see.
Yeah.
But you're like, it piqued your interest, right?
You know, I have unconditional acceptance of anyone's choice.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah.
Now, what about you? Have you gotten it on with a woman before?
No. I have once, I think, made out with a woman.
Like kissed a girl.
Kissed a girl. But it was kind of in fun. You know, it's kind of in fun. But yeah, no, I kind of like the male anatomy.
You do.
Yeah.
You do. But, I mean, have you ever been, I don't know, curious to know what it's like to give oral sex to a woman or something? Or
No.
But you're,
not so
much. You're sort of like, you're not,
not so
crazy
much.
About the idea.
Yeah, no, I mean, I'm a
great
receiver, but I'm into guys. Yeah.
Cool.
I really am.
No story there, Susie.
Yeah.
It's quite all right.
Unfortunately, I'm definitely boring in that department.
No, that's not boring at all. Okay.
You know, I mean, on Halloween, I'll have fun, you know. But yeah. But like,
what does that mean?
Yeah,
well,
what does
like,
that mean?
Playful, meaning, you know, I might kiss a girl or something, like, but it's more of like a like show. It's not like I'm actually really enjoying it.
Right. My best girlfriend and I back in the day when we were like 18 and 19, we would go out to clubs and stuff, and we would just totally get dressed up and look as hot as we could, and then we would just get to a bar and we would just start making out. We had no interest in each other whatsoever, and right. just the reaction it got from men was ridiculous. Ridiculous. Oh, my God. I mean, instant swarming of, like, 20 to 30 guys around you. Can we buy them a drink? We want to buy them shots. Oh, my God. Right. And it's like, really, guys? Really?
Yeah, well, like I say, you know, it's a man's world and a woman's universe.
Oh, I like that.
That's true. I like that.
Yeah.
So women control everything. They control the sex. They control everything.
Well, women who truly understand and don't abuse their power.
Mm.
Not every woman who has that power necessarily knows what to do with it.
Yeah, sex is so much about power, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Amazing.
Yeah, men are actually simple creatures when it comes down to it, when it comes to that.
Oh, yeah. Spread your legs, I'm in, and that's it.
There's not a lot of talking about the actual courtship of actually getting to that point.
Okay, yeah. When I know you women like
Sam doesn't like to talk about that.
you're not into the courtship thing, yeah.
No, I am. Oh, okay. Definitely. I just forgot what it's like.
Yeah. But well, you know that can be recreated at any point in any relationship.
Really?
Yeah.
How do you do that?
Well, you know, I actually dated a guy for 18 months where at the end of the relationship it was actually more passionate than when we started.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm. So I know that it
can
actually exist.
But what does that mean? I mean, so you still kept seeing each other?
Well, no, I kind of moved. I broke it off and I was ready to move on. But the number one experience that I've had in relationships that I think men enjoy and they don't always receive from women is freedom. The number one thing that a man wants is he wants his thoughts to be respected. And in the end, they want to feel like they're free. They don't want to feel tied down.
Yeah, that's true.
So as a woman, okay, how do I get what I want? Well, I want my feelings cherished. I want him to call me. I want him to, you know, be as attentive that they are in the beginning.
Right.
Well, my experience, the way to do that is you give them the freedom to be who they are, and then they always keep coming back around.
Yeah.
Because you give them the illusion of, you know, I'm fine without you.
Yeah.
Go do your thing. I'll see you later. Bye.
That's a big turn on. Men do need their time alone.
They need their time alone. And a lot of women, why don't you call me? And you didn't call me. And you said, you know, don't even go to that place.
That's why I have Chardonnay. Which, that's my next segue. So one thing, Sam. Night one, no drinking.
Really? Yeah, I was thinking about that. Really? You did not drink?
Really, really.
I totally forgot about that.
Yes.
Wow.
I knew you would.
Yeah, and you see, your eyes are more open this morning.
No, my eyes are more tired this morning because I was up on the phone with Franz, like, crying and talking. But that's a different story.
Yeah.
But I have to read you this really quickly because my girlfriend sent me this in an email. Let's see. Important health advice for women. Do you have feelings of inadequacy? Do you suffer from shyness? Do you sometimes wish you were more assertive? If you answered yes to any of these questions, ask your doctor or pharmacist about Chardonnay. Chardonnay is a safe, natural way to feel more better, or that's redundant, and confident about yourself and your actions. Chardonnay can help you ease out of your shyness and let the world know that you're ready and willing to do just about anything. You will notice the benefits of Chardonnay almost immediately, and yada, yada, yada. It goes on and on and on. It is so hysterical, but as soon as I saw that, I was like, ha-ha, Sam.
I read a thing on tequila about that once.
Really?
There's a thing about tequila with the symptoms of when you know you've had too much tequila.
Uh-huh.
You start feeling like you can do anything.
Like that you can sing, that you are brilliant.
Yeah, that you sing, and all of a sudden there's no clothes anymore.
Yeah. Yeah. I know, the clothes are always the first to go, huh? What is it with us people, you know?
Well, you know,
I get hot.
Think about it. You know, when you're at the beach, you see a four-year-old running around with no clothes on. It's like
they're so carefree.
Yeah, it's natural.
Yeah, that's true. That's true.
It's a natural thing.
So you're comfortable with your nudity and everything.
Well, yeah, that's a whole other story, but yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I have
okay,
moments.
So let's hear the story.
Can I tell you something funny? So the very first day that I woke up at the house, I forgot you weren't there or something, and so I naturally let go, and I open the door, and I'm naked, and I walk out into the kitchen, but she's got a lot of, like, glass windows and doors around the house.
Right.
There's another house right next. And so this neighbor guy comes walking down the stairs and he does like a triple take and I'm standing there naked. But then he didn't faze him and he just kept going.
Right.
And so I said to her later, because the next day at like 2 o'clock in the morning, we both came out of our bedrooms and we were both coming down to the fridge and we both had our eye masks on and we were both in our underwear and like, you know, quasi naked.
Yeah.
We're just like, great. Oh, hey.
It was great.
I was like, so I guess the neighbors are used to seeing you naked running around the house.
Oh,
like,
yeah. Yeah. He's been there for, gosh, 35 years now. So he's used to it. He's like, yeah.
But now he's got two naked girls running around the house.
He's an older married man, so I'm sure it gives him a good kickstart.
Oh, yeah. Shit. Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. You're contributing to society.
Hey, you know? Yeah. You're helping a guy out.
Yeah.
Good. You're helping his marriage.
Oh, I've had some of that before.
Yeah. So when was the... okay, so going back to your
when you
childhood.
Were five. Back
to
the air
compressor.
No, no,
we're
done with five. Now let's move on.
Okay,
and,
teenagers.
When was the first time you actually saw a grown penis?
Where do you come up with these questions?
Susie, gosh, you told me, like, yeah. Wow, okay, I should have brought
my helmet. I said it could have gone either way. I said we could either be straight and professional, or yes. We could just be totally...
Totally raw. Not. The word that comes to mind is raw.
Raw.
Yeah. Let's see, when did I actually first see a full bona fide? Let me see, I have to think about that. Gosh.
I was 14.
You know, I actually, as sexual as a child as I was actually a late bloomer. I was actually a virgin. You might want to sit down for this.
I am.
I know. I was actually a virgin through high school.
Mm.
Yeah.
Really?
Uh-huh. I was. I mean, I had fun, but the guys were always disappointed because I never did the home run.
Now, why did that happen? I mean, why did you decide to wait?
You know, because here's the thing with me. I am a very sexual person. But
she's picky.
No, I hate that word. No, it's I have to really be into the person.
Yes.
You know,
yes.
I was never, all my girlfriends were always, you know, promiscuous. And I'm like, gosh, you know, I wish I could be like that because I'm missing out. But I would never, I would be bored, actually.
You need the connection.
Yeah, if there wasn't a connection, like a deep connection.
Right.
That's picky.
No, that's like wanting to have the best. It's like once you've had caviar, you don't want to go back to having less than that.
Okay.
Right?
That's still picky.
No, that's not picky. That's a woman who knows what she wants.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah.
Sounds picky to me. But I'm just saying. Go ahead.
Yeah. I like the word selective.
Selective?
Yes. Very selective.
Synonymous with picky.
That's true.
Well, I've actually tried.
But that's fine. That's fine.
I've actually tried. Like, I've had to ask my girlfriends, and they laugh at me. I'm like, okay, so like, if I sleep with the guy, then... Do I ask him to leave that night? Like, I literally don't know how to have a one-night stand.
That is the worst part. That's why you're just like, I don't know what to do. That's why with my threesome, like, I kind of, like, came to and I was like, oh, no.
Yeah.
And I just got up and left.
Yeah, I mean, I've only had one-night stand in my life, and yeah, that was interesting, so, yeah.
Only one, wow.
Yeah.
So you're a pretty traditional woman.
That's the trick. That's why I'm a guy's wet dream, because it's the, you know, I'm very sexual, but only with one person.
Right, right.
You know?
Yeah.
But I'm not afraid to express myself sexually, so in high school I was considered a tease, but actually it was like, you know, just you're not mature enough to know this is just foreplay.
Yeah.
Say the right thing. Say the right thing and you'll get a home run, but, you know, guys weren't mature enough back then for me.
Yeah, I know.
It's kind of like I was ahead of my time when I was in high school.
Well, most girls do, you know, I mean, they start seeing older boys because they develop faster.
Yeah,
I think,
exactly. Yeah.
You know? And and then the boys feel like, gee, I'm like a baby, you know, they're not even looking at me, you know.
But being older, I actually like young guys now.
Yeah.
Me too.
It's fun.
That's why we're called cougars.
I hate that word too.
You can't be a cougar at 26.
You can't be.
My dad's girlfriend calls me a cougar, and I hate it. I hate it when she calls me that.
Yeah, call me when you're 38, darling. I don't want to hear it. 26 and you're a cougar. I'm like,
well, that's why I think it's bullshit. I hate when she says that to me.
I had a guy say that to me. He goes, it was on one of my, I don't know. It was actually my MySpace or something. I don't remember. I don't even use MySpace anymore. In fact, the other day I put married. I got like five guys that were chasing me. Yeah. I'm like, you know what? I should have done this years ago. I should have just put a married. That's how you get a date in this town is you say you're married.
Exactly. Wow. Yeah. Well, we'll talk about the online dating. Have you had some good experiences there? Interesting ones?
Not one.
Really?
No.
Bad ones?
Well, I would, you know, how do you define
that? Oh, you haven't really hooked up with anybody?
You know what? I'm actually here. You know what? I can announce this. I will put out a reward for anyone that can actually introduce me to a guy that I have chemistry with, and they have chemistry with me, and they actually want to see me again.
Wow.
I would actually give somebody a reward if they can introduce me to a person.
Really?
Yeah, because it seems...
Can you believe she doesn't have, like, five different boyfriends right now? Isn't she spectacular?
Well, I tell you what. From what she's telling me, she must be doing something... To maybe chase him away or something.
I open my mouth. I mean, I don't want to see that.
Yeah, but you sound to me like I could talk to you for days. I mean, you seem like very, you know, straightforward.
You know what it is? You know what part of it is that I've experienced, Sam? Or at least people have told me this. People like will meet me and they already create a judgment about me. They think I'm this, you know, pretentious Bel Air girl that lives here or whatever. Because, you know, I'm self-made. I made everything on my own. I've, you know, and so I'm kind of a powerhouse in that sense as far as my personality and my intensity and my intellect. But I've taken classes on how to tone that down on the first meeting, you know. Yeah. But I mean, I'll actually give a reward to anyone that can introduce me to somebody who calls me back.
Okay, so everybody can call in. It's 323-203-0815. Yes, she always reminds me. So
he always looks at me. He gets that look in his eye, and he's like, "What's the number?" Or else you'll give out our old number. Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, I know. I almost did that yesterday. I started with 818. Anyway, we'll take a break and we'll be back right after this.
Hello, this is Borat Zagdiev. When I am traveling around the world and have internet connections, I like to gently cup up my balls and listen to LA Talk Radio. It's very nice.
Something very sensuous when a woman starts talking dirty, you know? You're not expected to in society,
it's,
you know?
It's taboo.
Yeah, kind of. Give us another one. Let's hear another one. A really nasty one.
I'm not asking for love. No long language afternoons of touching and caressing. I'm asking to fuck. To take the whole of you into my ride. To tear your cock from your body with my cunt. To bathe in your cum and lick myself clean. I'm not asking for love. I'm asking to fuck. No soft, lovely words and feelings shared. It's better to be your whore than your lover. I want to throw you, rip away your clothes, surprise you with indecency, shove my tits in your face and beg for you to suck them. Sailors have manners compared to me. I'm not asking for love. I'm asking to fuck and be fucked.
Ooh. Wow. Ooh.
I love it.
That was good. I'm actually turned on. You're definitely a cunning linguist, you know that?
It's Sam and Susie in the Morning on LA Talk Radio.
Cake.
Okay, and we're back. It's okay. People can't wait to talk.
Sorry. I didn't know we were on. I like a girl.
That's
the
okay. And we've got a new guest in the studio. Good morning.
Hi, good morning.
Please introduce yourself to
us. My name's Jo Kimberly.
Jo?
Yeah.
And obviously you're not from here.
I'm not from here. Yes. I'm from good old Britain.
Oh, all right. All right. In fact, I was just thinking of London today because I want to open a station for Europe.
Oh, really?
You know, yeah. So cool. I think that'd be cool. So I was thinking London is probably the best place to do it in. You know,
London's a great place
yeah,
to do it.
It's awesome. And so, how long have you been in the States?
19 years.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
So you've been here a while.
Yeah, a long time.
Wow. Are you originally from London or?
Originally from Yorkshire, up north, but then I grew up in Kent.
Oh, really?
Kent.
I've heard of Kent. Yeah.
Yeah.
They make cigarettes there. No.
They smoke a lot of cigarettes there.
Yeah. So, you're a musician, right?
Yeah, I am.
And you sing?
I sing, play guitar, and I write.
Really?
Yeah.
Do you have, like, your own band and stuff?
I have my own band.
Uh-huh.
Yep.
Really?
Yep.
And
play with some great guys.
And when did you start? You're doing it professionally now?
I mean, mm-hmm. Yeah, really? Just got two songs released on iTunes and Amazon and Napster and all
really?
That. So that's very exciting.
Yeah,
yay!
It is. Well, we'll definitely listen to some of your music in a few minutes.
You.
You know, and I mean, I'm totally overwhelmed. I've got three beautiful women in the studio, and I don't know what to do. You know,
poor Sam.
Talking about penises.
Yes.
Well, I'm glad you got to get a little preview to see what you're walking into.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, but we respect our guests, so that's okay.
Yeah.
Hey, I think she wants to talk about cock.
Yeah, maybe she probably does, but we need to make her feel comfortable.
Okay.
Well, so Susie,
yes,
go
dear.
Ahead. You must have things you want to ask her because
I'm scared of what she's going to ask me
because I'm feeling I'm doing all the asking here, you know. And I'll ask something. So, you've been here for 19 years?
Yeah.
19 years. Wow,
yeah.
That's a long time.
A long
so
time.
You came here in the 80s, 90s?
I came here like 89, and originally with modeling, I used to model.
Oh, did you?
Yeah,
really?
Yeah, so I came out supposedly for 2 months to model.
Oh.
And
yeah.
I've been here ever since.
And you were modeling in the UK and stuff before?
Yeah, yeah. I was lucky enough to be a model.
Wow.
Over,
what so. Agency were you with?
I was with Elite.
Oh, cool. I grew up as a Ford model,
yeah,
so doing the
did.
Whole thing.
Oh, yeah?
Yep, yep.
Who were you with?
Ford.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, out of New York. So.
There you go. Cool.
Yeah, Ford model we got here. I mean, yeah.
There you go.
Yeah, we don't play with small stuff here.
That's right. Small pride.
This is awesome. And what made... Oh, so it was modeling that made you want to leave? Opportunities?
Well, actually, I was in Sydney before coming here. So I've
oh,
been,
in
I
Australia.
Started, yeah, I started modeling when I was 18 in London.
Mm-hmm.
And then I worked in London for a couple of years, and then I did the whole European, as I'm sure you did, the Milan and Paris and all that.
Mm-hmm.
And then I ended up in Sydney, which I just loved. I
really?
Loved that place. Oh, my God.
Yeah, I know. I hear great things about it.
It's
and
amazing.
So you went there for work, for
mm-hmm.
modeling?
I went there for a 4-week job mm-hmm. and stayed 4 years.
You're very random like me. I mean, I ended up in California because I was supposed to be going to Sydney last summer.
Oh, really?
And I ended up getting really drunk, and I was like, I love L.A. I'm not leaving, and I never made it to Australia.
Oh, no.
So I just stayed.
Yeah, a little spontaneous like me.
Yes.
So you liked Australia, huh?
I love
it was
Australia.
Nice. Yeah.
I still love it, actually.
Really? So what made you leave?
Well, I mean, I was modeling there. I was going to get married down there.
Oh,
to an Aussie?
To an Aussie.
To an Aussie.
Yeah. And I left him 7 weeks before the wedding.
Oh.
Wow.
Yeah. The altar? No.
Let's hear
not
about
quite
that one.
The altar. Well, I busted him with one of my friends from my agency.
Oh, no.
Yeah. And it was like 7 weeks before the wedding, and he was out of his mind on God knows what. And I walked into this. We were going to a friend's, and there were like 4 couples in this apartment. And it was only like a 4-room apartment, so it wasn't that far to go, you know.
Yeah.
And he kept chasing this girl around all night, and I'm thinking, what's going on? What's going on? Suddenly they disappear.
And you were there the
and
whole time?
You were there?
Wow. I was there.
No.
And sure enough, I look around, they're not in the lounge, they're not in the kitchen, So I'm thinking, all right, maybe he's in the bathroom. I'm hoping.
Pressed up against the shower.
Wow. Wasn't in the bathroom. He was in the bedroom with his chick.
Really? Yeah. Did you walk in on them?
Yeah.
What did you bring? Oh, did you grab her by the hair and just start?
And she actually, she was out of her mind too, and she kind of just turned around and went to hug me as if it wasn't going to be a problem. Like,
and like, hey, why don't you join?
Yeah. Yes. Oh, I'm so glad you showed up.
Yeah. Oh, that's true. Yeah.
We can use an extra hand.
Yeah, really.
How nice of you.
Yeah.
I'm surprised he didn't just say, join us, Joe, would you please?
I know. Well, I think he would have if
he had been more receptive.
If I would have been up for it. And so I just kind of shoved her, and then I just whispered in his ear.
What did you tell?
Go fuck yourself.
Go fuck yourself. I like that.
That was it.
Yeah. Yeah, when you're done with this girl, yeah, follow yourself. Yeah. Oh, wow.
Yeah, so jeez, that was that story. So then I stayed there for a while longer because I love Sydney so much.
Mm-hmm.
And then I decided, all right, time to kind of, sometimes you need that emotional space just for a few minutes, you know?
Yeah. Yeah.
So I left and I came here. And
you got to talk into the mic, Joe.
Sorry.
Yeah.
And then that was it, you know?
Uh-huh. Wow.
So do you have a significant other right now?
I do, actually. Just got back together with an old boyfriend that I was with for eight years ago for a year.
Really?
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
That's pretty crazy. Have you guys been friends the whole time?
No, actually, I mean, not friends, but we never just kind of stayed in touch just as friends. We just kind of lost touch a little bit. And then he just recently found me on MySpace.
Oh, really? Yeah.
I love reconnecting with all my old exes on MySpace and Facebook. Yeah. I'm just like, well, first of all, you get into like the My Stalking thing. And sometimes if you're drunk and late one night and you're just like, But then, I don't know, some people really grow up and you see them in a whole different light.
Right,
so
yeah.
It's kind of interesting.
Yeah, it's pretty cool. He's a sweetie.
I never find ex-girlfriends on Facebook. I don't know why.
Because yours are
in
Israel.
No. What are you talking about?
It's international.
I came here at 16. What are you talking about?
Okay,
give me a fucking break.
Yeah,
okay?
Let's hope.
But something. You see, the thing is that I my teen years were in Vegas, and it's a very transient town, you know, so everybody's gone, and you don't know where the hell they are anymore, you know. Women get married, they have a different last name and stuff, you know, so. But yeah, so this is interesting. So you were apart for
tried
how long?
We were apart for 8 years.
You were apart for eight years?
Apart for eight years.
I thought you were together for 8 years.
We were together for a year, years ago.
I see,
and then,
okay.
Yeah,
and now you're back together.
Yeah, now we're back together.
Wow, that's interesting.
Does he live in the States? Is he American?
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah,
cool.
He's in the States.
Very nice, very nice.
Yeah, he's a sweetie.
Well, I'm sure. Or you wouldn't be with him, right?
Yeah.
Well, yeah. Did he... So, I mean, you guys obviously have been through relationships and stuff during those 8 years.
Yeah.
And were you ever married then? I mean, after that guy?
I did get married. I got married here because I have a daughter.
Uh-huh.
She was born in L.A.
Oh, nice.
So I married her dad.
Oh, I see.
And how old is she?
She's actually, I'm going to show my age.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. I was going to ask her then, I thought, no, we better not. You know, let's be polite.
Should I fib about it?
Yeah.
She's one.
Yeah. Yeah.
She's
6 months.
Yeah. She'll talk about anal sex, but don't ask her her age.
I thought we were going to let her get comfortable first, Sam.
Well, we are, but...
we're segueing into these things.
No, yeah. She actually just started high school.
Really?
So, yeah. Very I'm going to show my age, but you know what?
That's
I'm proud
okay.
of it.
Exactly. I mean, you look beautiful, and you probably look younger than you are anyway.
Thank
you. So, yeah, that's amazing.
Yeah.
Yeah. You see, I mean, so models and everything here, and we've got an interior designer, and a foursome sounds pretty good, actually.
What kind of seed did I plant in your head now, Sam?
Yeah, really.
Oh, what kind of box did we open?
Yeah. So that's cool. I mean, so tell us a little bit about your music and everything so we can play a little bit of it.
Well, my music, I started writing... Actually, my friend gave me a guitar in Australia when I was 24 for Christmas, and I couldn't play at all.
Really?
That seems so late to start.
Yeah, it does. And that's why I thought, well, I can't even play this thing. Forget it. But I kept dragging it around with me. You know, my modeling.
It just looks
and
cool.
Stuff. It looks cool. But then it didn't look so cool when everyone kept saying, play me a song, and I couldn't play one.
Oh, no.
So I bought an Eagles book, and I learned to play with the Eagles.
Like,
just take it easy.
Stop, you know. Like, drove my roommate mad playing the bloody thing. But it just became part of me. It was like, it's the way I get my my shit out.
Yeah.
And I need to do it whether I ever make anything with, you know, whatever yeah. happens with my record, or I'll always play my music.
Yeah.
Because it's my therapy, really.
It's like you sort of develop a relationship with a guitar, I mm-hmm. think, more than any other instrument, you know? Because mm-hmm. the guitar is like so personal, you know? You kind of hold it and you hug it and you play and it allows you to sing along with it, right. you know?
I liked playing the clarinet. I liked gripping it in between my hands.
Yeah, I bet you did.
Wrapping my hands around it.
Why am I not shocked? Why am I not shocked she came up with that?
There's nothing more personal than that. Guitar's more like a baby.
Yeah.
You can have a relationship with a clarinet.
I suppose. Lisa, do you have a relationship with an instrument?
She plays the flute.
I played the flute.
The skin flute.
Yeah. I played the flute.
No, but you never played any instruments or anything?
The flute.
Only the flute.
Oh, you do play the flute.
Well, not now. Yeah, not now. I mean,
back
in high school, I played the flute.
Oh.
I couldn't play to save my life now. Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
You kind of lost interest?
Well, I was actually, out of 40 flutes, I was like the second chair, you know,
oh,
back
really?
In the day. But you know, if you don't stick with it, you lose it. So.
Yeah.
Yeah.
My clarinet, I turned into a lamp.
I was scared then what you were saying.
Oh, no, I have other tools for those things.
Yeah, I bet you. Yeah. It's going to be a bit bumpy, though.
Although my new favorite expression back from my army days was this one time in basic, I stuck my M16 at my pussy. They never know what to say when I'm like saying that. I'm like, oh, yeah. They took away my toothbrush, so.
What could you do?
Exactly. Yeah. You've got to be creative. So we have the song we're going to play now.
Yeah, so it's Joe Kimberly, obviously, and the album is called Wherever With You. And it's got two tracks on it, and we're going to play the title track, right?
Thank you.
Okay, so let's listen to Joe, and then we'll ask you about this.
Okay,
where is it? There we go. I like it already. And you wrote it, too?
Thank you, yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Very nice.
It's beautiful, absolutely beautiful.
Thank you.
It's actually about a very soothing voice.
Is it about your daughter?
Yeah, it's about my daughter.
Oh.
Yeah.
Wherever With You. Wow. Yeah. That's touching. So were you like a single mom?
Absolutely.
Really?
Since she was a year old.
Really?
Yeah. Wow, that must have been so hard.
Yeah, I tell you, I mean, I love her to bits. I wouldn't change anything.
Yeah.
I would never do that again by myself. I'm sorry. Yeah, I was broken, like, just the whole thing. My family live in England. I mean, I could have gone back, but I didn't. I did it out here. And none of my friends had kids at the time, so it was like, none of them were really...
I have chills right now. I'm a nanny for two different families, and I mean, I give the kids back at the end of the day, you know, and that's still just, like, exhausting and difficult.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I have the slightest clue.
Right. Yeah, no, it's... Ooh. Yeah, that was insane.
Yeah, it's hard, huh?
It's the toughest thing I've ever done.
Really?
Congratulations on that.
Thank you.
Yeah. And that was... were you, like, in the middle of your... like, at the top of your career at the time when you got pregnant?
Yeah, I wouldn't say the top, but I was, you know, still working and doing good. And
right.
But her dad's a musician as well, actually. And he's very talented.
The rocker and the musician. I mean, and the
model.
Model. Yeah.
He is very
model.
Talented, but he never really wanted to get a job. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Oh, I know what you mean. I've got one of those at home.
No, they're not into job. It's like, I like making music and getting high, so let me just do that and earn a living, you know?
I know, but who doesn't?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, come on. But yeah, so that was kind of tough, you know, because I always seem to end up with the guys that don't have much, and then I end up supporting them until now.
You know, I know exactly how you feel.
What is it with you women? I don't know. I don't know. It is, you know?
We're nurturers.
I suppose that's what it is, right?
Just to fix the guys.
Were you in? Well, you were in love at the time, I'm sure.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Did you get pregnant before you got married?
Yes, I
did. Yeah, because that's what it sounded like. you married her father, so that's what I figured. Yeah,
I got pregnant before. We'd been together for about a year, and then we broke up. And then we saw each other at the Laurel Canyon Country Store. You know that little store? And that's where we met, actually.
Really? Oh.
He followed me home.
Oh, my God.
That's amazing. I love it.
See, that actually works. I should do that.
Sam doesn't believe it. I pick up men, like, when I'm driving all the time. I found this hot guy that I was following home going up to Malibu the other day. And, like, we totally were having eye sex in the car. And then he went to turn off. On the way back home, I was like, I know where he pulled in and, like, parked his truck. I was like, I'm going to leave him a little note on the windshield.
And he did?
I totally did.
Good girl.
Did.
Yeah.
Yeah.
She does all kinds of things, you know?
Yeah.
And yeah, you're a big tease. I mean, she lets her neighbors give her a massage and everything, but she won't have sex with them.
He's engaged now, by the way.
Maybe she's got a sore neck.
Yeah.
Thank you. I'm glad you understand.
I actually heard the neighbor story as well about the naked neighbor. Naked, right?
Yeah, that's Lisa's story, yeah.
Sorry, Lisa, you were naked.
Well, no, I wasn't.
Oh, you weren't naked.
I am a lot, but she was actually naked.
Okay. Yes. my neighbors, they're kind of strange because...
neighbors are great.
Yeah. My balcony kind of looks over their apartment. And the first time, like, they moved in, and at first I saw the girl come out. And
I like
just
it already.
In a G-string, you know, like, on the phone, walking across in front of the balcony. And I was like, oh, cool, you know. She's, like, relaxed. Anyway, so she looks at me, not even a flinch, nothing, right? Carries on the phone. The next morning, her husband comes out, but start raving naked. Like, nothing, not stitch on, you know? Like, right in front of the balcony, like, all hanging out. And I'm sitting there, and I'm like, oh, my God, where do I look? Like, I'm the one that's embarrassed, you know what I mean? And he looked right at me in the same thing. I mean, he didn't even flinch, this guy. He didn't cover anything up or nothing. It was the weirdest thing. And they never speak to me. Like, they see me through the window and just nothing.
Oh my goodness. You should get some binoculars and see what else you can see.
Yeah, get a telescope.
You won't have to pay for porn. Just kidding.
Jeez. I used to, when I was a kid, we were talking about being a kid. I used to go, we used to live in, like, multifamily buildings. Mm-hmm. So I would go on the roof with binoculars and start looking at all the neighbors around. And that was my fantasies for a while. When I was young, yeah. So, I learned to be a peeping Tom at an early age.
It's called a voyeur.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. Back in Massachusetts, my friend has a telescope at his house and binoculars, and it overlooks the harbor. And so, in the summertime, everyone is out on their boats. And, I mean, once the parents leave the boats, I mean, oh my gosh, it is hysterical watching, like, all the kids that are between the ages of, like, 16 and 24, you know, with their various girlfriends and boyfriends on the boat. And there's, you know, there's not really much of a place to hide on a boat.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, really.
Depending on which way the tides go, you can see directly into the doors. And it's just titillating. It's a grand old time. If you're a peeping Tom kind.
That's correct.
Which apparently I am.
But I think everybody has it in them, though, to be curious about other people.
Yeah. And
it's human nature.
Like, you know, sort of like to be the fly on the wall where you can see what people are doing and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Maybe we get bored with ourselves. Who knows, you know? And then we look at other people, you know?
Yeah. It's like, am I doing this right? Wait a minute. Wait, she's doing it. Whoa, she's doing it that way with her leg around her neck.
What the hell's that?
Yeah. So, Lisa, when was the last time you got laid?
Hit me with your best shot, like, written on my forehead?
Well, I felt you kind of sitting there quiet.
I was giving Joe the spotlight.
Yeah, no.
She's the guest.
That's true, but she wants to know also.
Oh, she wants to know.
I'm dying to know.
The last time I got laid.
Oh, goodness.
Oh, dear. Okay.
And was it good?
Was it good? Oh, gosh. Wow. This is personal.
So, okay, that's okay. You don't have to talk about it.
Really. Oh, no, really. No, I can. No. It's okay.
No, if it's personal. But, okay, so let's just ask you this. Has it been over a couple weeks?
We can go into the month.
Oh, the month.
Actually,
okay.
Yeah.
Susie, she is ready.
She's gonna kill me as soon as we get in the car. Yeah. Like,
right. I told Susie, I'm like, you know, maybe I should just put an ad for, you know, interviewing people.
Yeah.
Interviewing
people for a lover.
Let's do a game here. I mean, we can start this on the show. We'll put something on the website.
Okay.
You know, looking for a boyfriend. We were going to do that for Janique, too.
Yes. I mean, yeah. For a one-night stand for my girlfriend. She'd never had a one-night stand. She'd only slept with, like, one guy her whole life. And so she came to visit me in L.A. after she and her boyfriend had broken up. We found her a one-night stand.
Oh, well, I've probably had sex more than most people, but it's just, you know, it's been a while. So, like, it's with someone. When I'm in a relationship with someone, they have to, like...
She was telling me about this full-time job that she had.
Yes, I had a project for 2 years once that pretty much took me away from a social life because... I was the general contractor also, which being an interior designer, usually you have a general contractor who works with you on the project.
So
that everything is distributed equally, you know. And this particular project was a really big project, and I, you know, chose to do that side of things also, which was a really great experience, but at the same time it took away from pretty much having a life.
Yeah.
So, you know, these last 3 years too of it was kind of eaten away by that. So but the last year has not been very promising either.
So. Oh, well, you know. I mean, I don't understand this. All these women walking around hungry for a man, and they don't have one.
I know. It's crazy. You know, if I had, like, a $5 bill for every time someone said something to me, you know, why are you single? I just want to, like, slug them. Like, you know?
This town is hard. You know, it's really hard because it's spread out. People are isolated in their cars and stuff.
Yeah.
You don't really walk a lot. You know, you don't.
It's not very pedestrian
friendly. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah,
you know,
that's
so
true.
That's why you have to
I fuck in the car. Yeah.
That's right.
you guys. I spent half of my life in the goddamn car. You know.
Actually, you know what's so amazing that you say that? Okay, you know what? I did have a date with a guy who I did meet while I was driving on Sunset Boulevard.
Ha! See, it happens to other people, Sam.
It did happen. It did happen. And actually, I wasn't flirting with them. We were at a stoplight on Sunset, and they were in a convertible. And they reached over, you know, and they started talking to me. And they said, "Can we have your number?" I said, yeah, no. But I'll give you my name and see if you can work with that." And they did. 2 minutes later, they called me, which was kind of scary, actually.
Yeah.
So they Google searched it, I guess, and then they got my phone number off my website.
Oh, how scary is that?
It was kind of scary, but I was actually at the same time kind of impressed a little bit. I'm like, if a guy goes through that much work, that's kind of interesting.
He must be a psychopath.
He must be a psychopath. Where do I sign up? Where do I sign, you know?
I always think I've got that imprinted on my forehead.
Yeah. Like, I never liked the nice, you know, well-put-together guy. It's always you know.
I had one like that too. There was a guy in a Mini Cooper, and I have a Mini Cooper, and so we're driving along Venice Boulevard. Like, it's 2 o'clock in the morning, and so at first I was like, "Hey, baby," giving him the smile and wave, and he just kind of looked at me and like ignored me and shook his head. And then the next red light, I was like, "Hi," and he just kind of shook his head and ignored me again. By the time we got to the next one, he cracked a smile, and by the time we got to the next one, he rolled down his window and he's like, "Okay, you are too cute. Like, what is going on here?" And then I was like. Or then he asked, he's like, "Do you want to go out sometime?" Like, you know, this is like while we're like going red light to red light to red light. And I was like, "Yeah, this is my MySpace. If you can look me up and catch me, you know, if you can remember this and tomorrow morning I've got a message from you, then yes, absolutely, we can go on a date."
Really?
And he did. I woke up the next morning, you know, miserably hungover. I probably shouldn't have been driving, but... I know, don't give me that look, I know. I get it from everyone. I'm not doing it anymore. I'm on the wagon.
Okay.
But so, yeah, next day I had a message from him and I was like, "All right, I'll give you a date." Turns out it was pretty good sex.
Wow. See, you never know where. You know, I always tell myself, I'm like, you know, Lisa, you're just going to meet your guy when you're in the grocery store picking out a tomato. And you're going to drop it and they're going to, you know, pick it. It's always, you know, it's the whole cliche when you're not looking for it, it shows up. But you know what? I've been there for a long time when I haven't been looking for it and it hasn't shown up. And then I've been there where I've actively been participating, you know, done the online dating. And I actually used to book them like appointments. I'd have like 3 dates in one night. You know, I'd be like, "Oh, I have to go," you know.
Because,
you know, with online dating, the biggest speed lesson dating I learned is you don't ever, ever with a stranger. I mean, sometimes you can get lucky, but you don't spend a whole evening planned with someone that you just meet.
Right.
You do, like, coffee dates. You
exactly
meet and see if there's something there. So.
Yeah. Plus, I found it was pretty expensive, you know, start taking a woman to dinner every night, you know?
Exactly.
Yeah. So, Joe, I wanted to get back to you for a second.
Yeah.
I mean, you're extremely beautiful, you know, and I mean, good enough to be a model, and you were. And my question is, what is it like to go through life this beautiful? I mean, were you? I mean, do you like ever feel that just like guys leave me alone for a while? I mean, do guys hit on you all the time? Or
actually, I think it depends whether my light's on or my light's off. You know what I mean?
Yes. Like girls, yes. You know? Yes.
Yeah. Like, I swear to you, I didn't.
I like that expression.
Yeah, lights
yeah, I like yeah. it too. Never heard it
I
before.
Didn't, okay. I didn't date for the longest time. I had just one lousy boyfriend after the next. They just got worse and worse and worse till they just sure got so bad that I just didn't bother anymore. So I had like...
No, when you say worse and worse and worse, like, what, give me an example.
Okay. I'll give you one little example of a guy I dated years ago that kind of, he was young, and he, one minute we were going out and it was great, and then it just started, you know, I just didn't like certain things he was doing.
Mm.
So I tried to pull back a little bit. The guy stalked me. He broke into my house. He shot through my window.
What?
With a rifle.
Oh, dear.
And there were
while
actually,
your daughter's in the house, too?
This was before I had her.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
And I was in bed, and they hit the... They actually weren't bullets. They were ball bearings that they'd put in
oh
there.
Oh, my God. Like, shotgun, holy shit. Like a shotgun.
Yeah, and it
God.
Came in the back of the headboard. Like, I heard them bang, bang, bang. And I literally rolled out of bed and was on the floor like in a bloody movie.
You know? Oh,
and
I'm my
going,
God.
What the hell is going on?
Wow.
How scary
that
is that?
That was like
huh?
one guy, and that wasn't even the worst.
That wasn't the worst?
No.
Wow.
I don't know what,
what did
it
you
is.
Do? The power of the pussy, man. Damn.
I know, right?
Joe.
So I don't know what happened or what it was, but in the end, I just got to the point where I just didn't even trust
I got to hear the worst.
I can't wow. tell you the worst. No. The worst ended up in jail. That's all I'm going to say about
it. Oh, yeah. my goodness.
Still in there now.
So you know how to pick them, right?
I really do. Now,
have you noticed difference between, well, it's probably an obvious question, but between British men, Australian men, American men, there's a difference, right?
Well, sure, there's a difference. I mean, they all have the same thing between their legs.
Yeah, hopefully, right?
In the end, it's all the same.
Some bigger than others. But I don't think that really depends on the country they're from.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Viva la différence. Yeah.
Wait, wait, have you noticed that like certain countries have bigger or smaller?
No, I think it's just an individual
it's not
thing.
Like she sampled 15
yeah,
countries.
Yeah, I've done every country.
Yeah, I don't know. Like, really?
I just want to let everyone know.
Sam, like, she can get a Euro pass.
That's you fucking priceless.
Get a Euro pass.
Oh my God.
But I think that they do, like, just, you know, I mean, I find the Aussie guys and the British guys really down to earth.
Yeah.
And the main difference I find is that in England growing up, if you met someone and you liked them, you just went out with them.
Yeah.
You weren't dating.
There's no,
like,
yeah.
I'm not into this. I've never really been into the whole dating thing where you date a bunch of different people.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I just didn't grow up like that.
Right.
So in England, you either meet someone and you like them or you don't. And you either go out with them or you don't.
Yeah,
it's quite
like
simple.
Me or you don't. Yeah.
Right.
Whereas here, it's so different.
I've been trying to like ask people. I'm like, okay, so dating a whole bunch of people, I'm like, I don't really understand this concept. Isn't that like just a nice way of saying like you're sleeping around with a whole bunch of different people? Like you're a whore? I mean, seriously.
I think it just gives you like, you know, it just allows you to be a big slut if you want.
Yeah. Exactly. That's what I've discovered as well.
But don't you think that if the girls do it, they don't quite get the same reaction as if the men do it.
I think of course.
That it's kind of normal.
Yeah, I think that's universal. Yeah.
That's universal.
Let's see. We have someone on the phone. Let's see who that is. Good morning. You're on the air. Who's this?
Hey. Listen. You still got the three hot broads in there, yeah?
This is TJ.
Hi, TJ.
And I'm sure he's rushing
Hello.
Down to the studio.
I left the house. I don't have the radio in the car. The cables on my computer don't go that fucking far. Sam's always like, you have to be listening to the show. You don't know what we're talking about. I'm in my fucking car. Listen, I just before I left the house, I heard the song about the daughter, and it was lovely. And it got me to think. I was thinking about Susie. And hello, Susie's roommate. I'm on my way there to meet you.
Oh, cool.
Maybe you can have a date.
Hi, TJ.
Oh, yeah.
You gotta be careful.
You don't have to do anything. Just be hot.
Okay.
I'm sure she's used to that, right?
I was just
that's actually insulting
sure
for
doing,
a guy.
Make sure Susie's doing okay. How you feeling, Susie? Is everything healing up?
Everything's healing up quite nicely from Sunday. Thank you very much.
have you shown the guest your bruise?
I just showed Lisa my bruise, but I haven't showed Joey. I've got a ridiculously bad hickey on my hip.
It doesn't look like a hickey.
That looks like a bruise.
Lisa.
Is that actually a hickey?
That's a bruise.
I swear it is.
I'm a hickey expert. That's
he had a pretty big mouth.
Yeah.
She.
Not only that.
Right?
Well, I just wanted to say that the show was great today. Really, really good show, and I'll see you guys in a few minutes. Keep up the good work. Great show.
Okay,
bye.
Thank you,
TJ. Bye.
That's TJ McCormick, our noon man, and he always likes to join our show because it's so awesome. And
he gets here like 3 hours early just so he can come on our show all the time.
Yeah, but no, I kind of think it's sort of I don't know if I would be offended if someone told me just be hot and don't say anything or
right.
Yeah, you don't have to do anything.
I take
but
his I mean yeah.
But he take I mean he's funny. He
yeah,
just
he's
says,
joking.
Says
yeah,
funny
yeah.
things and stuff. But yeah. It just occurred Lisa, to me.
You
know?
Took classes on how to shut up.
Yeah, I take
and
I, I've
be
actually,
hot.
Yeah, I've taken classes on how to
That's
be
true.
So I don't think yeah. she's going to be offended by that.
I take direction really well.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah. So right now, Joe, your favorite is an American man, obviously.
He is, yeah. He's American.
Yeah, and how long have you been with him?
It's new, just but I guess about 2 months now.
2 months
mm-hmm.
after 8 years. Wow,
mm-hmm.
That's amazing.
What has changed about him?
He's grown up quite a bit.
Ah.
Yeah. And he works.
So it is. So it is possible.
And he has a job now. My whole thing with dating was they have to have
oh,
a car.
But he yeah. does.
That's
gonna kill me for
he
that
has a
one.
Job now.
Yeah.
Well, that's important, I guess, for a woman. You know, you
no, no. Have... Trust me, that's well, what I always say. Like when I'm on the air, I'm just like, okay, I'm interviewing for new boyfriends, and you have to have a,
and
job,
have a job,
and you have
yeah.
to have a car, that
and
gets
a car,
over
and a job, and a job. Those are the only three yeah. things that I want him to have.
Yeah. And I'm so not that materialistic person. You yeah. know, that's it's not all what I'm about. And
yeah.
anybody that's dated me knows that for sure.
Of yeah. course,
because
yeah.
I've probably been broken.
But you just work hard for what you have, and you know how hard it is, like, you know, to support yourself. And so if someone else doesn't work or contribute, it becomes very, very difficult.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
it's like you're already a mother for, like, one. You
That's
don't need
right.
to be a mother for your boyfriend
yeah.
as well.
That's right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's usually what happens, huh?
And plus
yeah.
it feels
yeah.
good, I think, too, for men. It makes them feel
yeah,
good when they actually can... give to you that way.
Yeah.
That's right.
Yeah. Oh, no, absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah. And you love to give, but not when it's expected, you know?
Yeah.
That's why Valentine's Day really irritates me, you know, because
oh, I hate Valentine's
you expect
Day.
To
yeah.
do something, you know,
yeah.
you know,
mm.
so then it's not from the heart. I
yeah.
mean, what's the point?
It means much more if it comes on a day when it's.
I think so. I think so. I wish I would do it on another day, but I don't do it then either. So I never bring fucking flowers to anybody.
Your poor wife.
Joe, I want to play your other song before, because it's almost the end of the show.
Okay.
And this one's called what?
A Place for Me.
A Place for Me. And
that
this
was
is...
actually one of the first songs I ever wrote about 14 years ago.
Oh, yeah? Okay. Joe Kimberly. Distinct voice, you know.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it's like
we've had a lot of people here that have had like look-alike voices. Not you.
No, no, definitely. And I like the beat of the music, and this one starts off slow and then mm-hmm. it picks up and stuff, you know.
Yeah, and it's got the Czech symphony on it that my producer went to Prague
Oh, really?
The Czech Symphony on both of those tracks. So,
oh, wow.
Yeah, which is great. He did, his name's Eve Deska, and he produced I Will Survive. Remember that?
Yeah.
Oh, that no, what's that song?
What's that song? What song is that? I've never sung that before.
And then he did another one in Europe called Move Closer that was like a huge hit in Europe. It's still like a national anthem almost over there. You
Who
know?
Sang that one?
That was Phyllis Nelson.
Never heard of the man, I don't know. But yeah. Okay, so...
So I've been working with him. He's actually an old friend of mine as well. So we've known each other about 12 years.
Nice.
And then he actually started a new record label so he could put my record out.
Wow, very
which
neat.
Which is nice.
Very nice. Yeah. Very nice. So so this came out when?
It just came out in August.
Oh, really?
iTunes.
So it's
brand new. Yeah.
Very nice. Yeah. Cool. Well, So it's Joe Kimberly, and her album is called Wherever With You. Mm-hmm. And
do you have contact
MySpace?
Can I
tell him MySpace?
Yeah, yeah. Go ahead.
It's the www.myspace.com/ Joe Kimberly Music. And Joe Kimberly is J-O for Joe, and then K-I-M-B-E-R-L-E-Y.
I love women that have like boyish first names. I don't know. Yes. I just think it's so cool.
I love Alex.
Yeah, I like yeah, Alex. I like Joe. All those little cute little names, especially from like Little Women. It reminds me.
Yeah, right.
Lisa, did you want to give out any of your websites or not for this show?
I'm kind of scared now.
Come on, St. Louis Steve would love to see your profile.
Yeah. All right.
But no, we can put a link to wherever you are, whether it's MySpace or whatever, and maybe you'll find the guy. Who knows?
That's
you know?
Right. I
mean,
people listen to these shows for months after, so
we
you never
do
know.
You never know. For the perfect guy.
The perfect guy. Actually, yeah. I'm actually really happy with, you know. Whenever
being
he
single.
Shows up. Yeah, yeah. Being single. I mean, okay. I'm cool with that.
Cool, exactly.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, I'm actually happy. I just, you know. Yeah.
She's
sure
got me now.
Yeah. I have Susie now with, you know, bearded dragons. We're good. We're happy. Yeah.
We've got bearded dragons.
I was just going to say. I did get a visual when you said bearded dragons.
Yeah. Yeah. Lisa, just get a little penis on the side and you're fine.
That's
you don't
right.
need a guy. You don't need anything.
That's
you know?
Right.
You just
exactly.
Like,
yeah. Apparently you can buy those now.
Yeah. There you go.
Do you want a little one? Or is it a little penis on the side? I don't think I'd go for the little penis on the side. No offense to any of you out there that have them, but I think I'd rather have a bit of a big one.
Yeah. Okay, I'm sure Joe did not think she was going to talk about penis size on this show this morning.
No, but you know what I like? She's got some balls. She came in here. So.
I thought we were going to be talking about wallpaper and furniture, you know?
Yeah,
there you go. Okay.
Not this time around, you won't. But yeah, and you did, when you came in, Joe, you seemed a little conservative and straightforward, but that's...
Oh, no, see, I saw the look in her eyes as soon as she walked through that door. She was like, yes, we're talking about cock.
Yes. Those are the best kind, actually.
Just don't let your daughter listen to it.
I know, right?
Yeah, no, she can't listen. But, Joe, thanks so much. I mean, you're so much fun. You should come back sometime.
Well,
and
thank
maybe
you.
Maybe we'll have you back.
Thanks and, for having me. Thanks for
congratulations on your CD.
Thank you.
Amazing. And go check her out at... myspace.com/ Joe Kimberly Music, Joe, yeah. J-O. And Lisa, thank you so much. You definitely
you.
Are coming back, right?
Oh,
we only got to age of 14.
I
mean,
know.
We still,
we missed the whole like adolescent phase.
Yeah, we still have a lot to go.
We spent 2 hours on the freaking air compressor. Oh, Jesus. So do you want to give out your information, your MySpace or Facebook?
Well, you know, people can go to my website, fairinteriors.com. That's if they're interested in
Farah Interiors,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, F-A-R-A Interiors.com.
Great.
Yeah. Yeah. Nice.
Wonderful. And can they ask to date you through the site there, or is it straightforward
business? You know, I've tried mixing business with pleasure. It doesn't always work out so beautifully. But so
you can go to my website if you want to date my roommate, okay? SusieRowley.com. Get in touch with me, and we'll get her a date.
Exactly. Deal with my secretary.
I'll be your screening girl.
Exactly.
Yeah, well, this has been a fun morning, Susie.
Oh, absolutely.
And you know what? We wouldn't have had time for the other two call-in guests anyway, so this worked out
it's
well.
Good thing they called your cell phone.
Yeah.
Sam's like, ignore. They're both guys that are calling it. Bye-bye. Yeah.
So, well, thank you all.
Such a horn dog.
I know, but you know what? I mean, you can't help yourself. What are you going to do, you know? I mean, you're pretty pretty much a horn dog, too.
Oh, yes.
You see, and it's even...
I've never pretended to be anything else.
Yeah, but it's even less conventional for women than it is for men. So why are you so surprised that I am, you know?
Yes, you're right. You're right.
You're trying to imply I'm old and I should be losing that libido. But
I have a Cialis in my purse.
But read my lips.
I do.
Yeah. Okay, so to end this show on a nice note, read my lips, Susie.
Fuck you.
Fuck you.